us this morning, I'd like to share again with you from the book of Jonah, the first chapter, and also a couple of verses out of the second chapter. Jonah, first chapter, verses 1 through 3, and then I'll pick up verse 17. Now the word of the Lord came to me, Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me." But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it from the presence of the Lord. Verse 17, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Second chapter, verses 1 and 2. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, "I cried by reason of mine afflictions unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice." And supporting scripture, Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together to good to them that love God and to them that are called to his purpose. Are we to use the thought of subject this morning? It will be, when God has a purpose for you, there is nowhere to hide. When God has a purpose for you, there is nowhere to hide. We have all made it this far by the mighty grace of a loving God. And I believe we owe God praises for all that he has done, all that we yet expect him to do. For he is a mighty God and is always, always worthy of our praises. Somebody in here knows something about the grace of God. For I declare that the only way that we've made it this far is by the grace of God. We're not able to brag about what we got or where we come from, because it was the grace of God that brought us and that kept us. In our worst times, God has always been right there. And I don't know about you, but I believe that the Lord God is a mighty good God. And all you got to do is just think about where God has brought you from. Sister Pat sang that like it was a personal testimony. And to those of you that felt it, you got a personal testimony, because you know what God has brought you through. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't nobody know like you know what the Lord God has done and is doing for you. For no matter who you are or what you've done in life, we serve a mighty God, a graceful and merciful God, and a God that we can always depend on to be there to do the things that needs to be done. The good thing about God is that he never makes a mistake. There's nothing too hard for him. And even though when it seems like you're at your lowest, just take a glance up into the heavens and tell the Lord, "I want to thank you anyway. No matter what I've gone through, thank you anyway for being just that kind of God." We want to talk to you this morning very briefly. Hopefully, when God has a purpose for you, there is no hiding place. It is a joy for us to be here on another first Sunday morning, and we're not only singing and offering praises unto his holy name, but as we practice in obedience, to have an opportunity again today to break bread together, to drink the juice that represents his blood, and just to follow the command of Christ himself. We as Baptists believe that this is one of our holy ordinances, and in remembrance of his sacrificial death for us, that he died on the cross. As believers, we ought to take our communion seriously. Thank God for Jesus, for he has done so much for all of us. And whether we believe it or not, he still shed his blood. And I don't know about you, but I'm so thankful that despite all of our sins and shortcomings, he still died for us. There are some that are yet still in denial. There are some that don't have a personal relationship with God. But if you are one that could say like David, the Lord is my shepherd, then that's enough testimony right there. That you got somebody that's watching over you. Somebody's going to do those things that need to be done. And then someone that has promised, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. What a blessing that is for all believers. And for the non-believers, we stand in the gap for them this morning. Because just like God, we don't want anybody to be lost. And if you're lost in a day such as this, it's nobody's fault but your own. All of these different translations of Bibles and all of these people that love God and let their light shine before you. You ought to be able to know that there is a God somewhere. God has done what nobody else can do. And for that, we tell our God, thank you this morning. It's amazing how despite ourselves, even when we were yet in our sins, the Bible declared that God still died for us. So I'm so glad about it this morning that it's not what I heard, but it's what I know. That if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, hallelujah to the name Jesus, where in the world would we be right now? There were days when we had all of this health and strength and we was very active and had plenty of energy. But as time goes on, we find out that time begins to make a difference in that old body of yours. How many of you know you can't do what you used to do? And a lot of times it's because you're not able. Young as well as old. I found out you don't have to get old to find out that body of yours, if you don't take care of it, it'll backfire on you. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. But I'm so glad that I heard that Jesus was a doctor that had never lost a case. Hallelujah. Whenever he allows something to happen, he already got something in mind for you. So we are thankful to God for that. And how many of you are glad to see another day's journey? Hallelujah, Jesus. With all the crazy and unnecessary things that are happening in the world today, we need to know that it's a blessing just to be here. All you have to do is turn on the television and you'll see through the media that every day somebody is killing somebody unnecessarily or even taking their own lives. But you ought to be glad that God is with you this morning. You ought to be glad that you can't allow your neighbor or somebody else to dictate to you who you are, what you got, and what kind of spirit that you have on the inside. I found out that you don't have to walk around with a big old sign on your chest to tell somebody that I'm saved and I'm sanctified, because if you walk like somebody, if you talk like somebody, if you walk by faith and not by sight, then they can already see. If you treat them like you want to be treated. There are those of us that have such a good heart that we allow folk to even use us, but yet we are still throw our arms around them when they're in despair. Who wouldn't serve a God like that, that gives us a mindset to do whatever needs to be done? Today we're going to get right into this message, and we want to serve a warning of the power and the will of God. The Bible declares that there are many gifts and many talents, but they all come from the self-same God. So you can't boast about what you got. If you're blessed, you're just blessed. And some of you need to stop belittling yourself because you can't do it like somebody else do it. You got to know that you're your own person. You got to work out your own soul salvation. And whether I can sing like Roland or not, all I got to do is open up my mouth. The Lord said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. May sound like noise to you, but unto God, it is a sweet melody. So don't never let nobody tell you what you cannot do. My Bible tells me I can do all things through Christ who gives us our strength. Jeremiah told us on one occasion in the 29th verse in the 11th chapter, the 29th chapter in the 11th verse, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected in. So even though we may think that we know a lot, you don't know what God has in store for you. God is saying here in this word that I have thoughts and I think toward you And even though they are thoughts of peace and not of evil, God is not going to plant evil in your mind to go and do something to somebody else. But God will want you to know that he already knows what he has in store for you. And so what we got to understand that when we look at that and expect it in, God already knows the outcome. When you start on that journey, God knows how he's going to finish. And all you got to do is believe and trust that God will keep his promise, that I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of this great world. So you may want to get a little close enough to God to know what is his purpose for you in your life, knowing that whatever it is, if you trust and believe, he will guide you every step of the way. That's the kind of God that we serve. If it has to put somebody or something in your life to get your attention. Sometimes God places certain folk in certain places at a certain time. And they are there to witness to you. They are there to declare that they serve a living God. And it does not mean that every time you turn around, you got to be knocking on somebody's door trying to save everybody. You got to get your own house in order before you go around trying to knock on other folk doors saying, the Lord told me to tell you this. Well, make sure it was the Lord and it wasn't the thought that you had about me in your own mind. Everybody, most of all the folk will use the Lord just to get inside the door. Then once they get in there, you got to try the spirit by the spirit. Don't let everything somebody say, because we don't say everything just right all the time. But the one thing I do know is God knows our heart. And if you don't have the love of Jesus down in your heart, you've lost already. Did not Jesus say, love ye one another as I have loved you? So I thank God for his love this morning. I thank him for his grace this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. That unmerited favor that God shows us. And then when we think about the mercies of God, we don't deserve what we get him, because sometimes you got to understand that we made our own bed and we got to lay in it. You got to lay there long enough until God gets your attention. And you realize that the only way you're going to get out of that rut is to get up and go down on bended knees. Talk to the Lord about it and let the Lord know that I want to realize that I want to change some things in my life. The God that we serve is all knowing. And through his power, there is nothing that we can't do. Stop speaking doubt and believe that whatever you ask the Lord to do, if it's in his will, God is going to do it. Now, we had that old saying, it may not come when you want it, but he's always on time. How many of you know God to be an on-time God for you? See, don't worry about how he's blessing the Joneses. Just thank God that he's still blessing you. And the Joneses are no better than you. They may sit in high places. They may have a pocket full of money. But how many of you know you can be broke and have a whole lot of love of Jesus? You cannot buy your way into glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. The price has already been paid. We hear that this evening. We serve that kind of God. A God that we can trust in. A God that we can believe in. God said that if we believe in him and be his people, he would be our God. We got to remember that we can do all things through Christ, which gives us our strength. If the Lord say do it, then you ought to do it. But how many of you like to have your own mindset? And then sometimes you allow other folk to remind you of your yesterdays to make you feel like you're not worthy of the blessings of God. But I thank God for blessing a wretch like me. I thank God for blessing us and allowing us to be a part of his family. In Romans 8 and 28, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. That is a verse that we can all dwell on and we can all get our spiritual souls fed, for we know. If you know that God is on your side, if you know that God has been making a way for you, then can't nobody make you lose your mind of thinking and forget about what the Lord God is to you. For he says, if you love him and you are called according to his purpose, then whatever the Lord wants you to do, You ought to be willing to do it this morning. When we listen and we love him, God will show us his purpose. When it comes to believing in the power of God and believing in him, his will shall be done. Do you not remember that the Bible declared that faith without works is dead? So a whole lot of extra lip service does no good unless you're willing to get out there in the battlefield and begin to work for the Lord. We got to understand that it's more than just talking about it. We got to be doers of the word of God. We are looking to see a situation and we began to say, I would do this or I wish I could do that. All you got to do is make an effort because God knows what you're trying to do. And if you do that, you'll find out that God will bless you in all of your endeavors. God causes all of us to think and to work out our spiritual good. The ultimate salvation to those who will respond to him in love. We need to be confident in knowing that nothing can hurt us or hinder us, because when it starts going off course, God has a way of turning things around. Anybody realize that God has changed some things in your life? If you read what God says about his all-seeing eye and his inescapable presence, for when I look at the words of David in the 139th division of Psalms, said, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts from afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all of my ways. There's nothing that God does not know about you. Not the Bible, but we used to say, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool God none of the time. You can go through the church motions, and you know how to act in church. You know how to lift up your hands. You know how to cry out to the Lord. But that ought to be sincere from the inside out. Because God knows you from the inside out. There's not a word in my tongue, but Lord, thou knowest it all together. God knows what you know. God knows that when you think you know it all, then you need to go back and get back on bended knees and ask the Lord to help you understand that there's something you're not going to understand till later on. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain it. I just can't believe that a wretch like me have been blessed by a God that can look beyond my faults and saw a reason to bless our very soul. Is there anybody in here that glad that you're not where you used to be? We got to grow in grace. Now David says here, whether shall I go from thy sight, thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall guide me and hold me. If I say, surely the darkness that is compassed me and shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. So even though when you tip out in the midnight hour, come to let you know that God has a light shining right there on you. When you slide over to the next city and think that you're getting by, I just stopped by to let you know that God is in that city too. When you decide I'm going to lay my religion down, I'm going clubbing tonight, I want you to know that God is in there and see you right there in the club. But you got to understand that you got to try God and know God knows everything there is to know about you. One thing I'm glad that I got over what people think. You see, as long as you try to please people, you cannot please God to the fullest. You got to let people know that it's not about you. I don't care what you think about me. All I want you to do is try to get closer to the power of a loving God. That I possess my reign, that I have covered me in my mother's womb. I'm going to praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul knoweth right well. So we find there that God knows everything there is to know about you. If you go to the tops of the heavens, he is there. You find yourself laying down in the bottoms of the hell. He is right there. There's nowhere that you can go and hide from the power of a loving God. I just stopped by to tell somebody this morning that you cannot hide from God. Which brings us to our text this morning. A man by the name of Jonah. Jonah was one that God wanted to use. The Bible said, Jonah, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, their wickedness, for it has come before me. In other words, I see what you're doing down there, and I don't like what I see. When you get out of the will of God, understand that God sees your unholiness. And God don't like it when you don't love on one another. God don't like it when you tell lies on one another. God don't like it when you put other things in before him. For the Bible declares, let nothing separate you from the love of God. But now, when God gives Jonah this command, he tells him to go down to that evil city, Nineveh, and tell them that their wickedness is come up before me. But now, verse 3 tells us what Jonah did. Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, went down to Joppa, and he found the ship going to Tarshish, paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go to them with Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now, how are you going to get away from the presence of God when God is everywhere at all times, when he always have his watchful eye looking at us, when he already know what we're going to do before we do it? So that's why he waits on us to open up our mouths and to confess unto him our wrongdoings. I'm so glad I learned at an early age that a testimony don't mean you got to get up and tell all the dirt about yourself. You might be about crazy if you're going to tell everybody the bad part about you. Anybody, everybody have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I'm glad that God knows all about it. I'm glad that I can trust God with all of my secrets. See, I don't care how many friends you got, how many loved ones in the family that you're just that close to. You don't tell nobody everything. Hallelujah. Me and Daniel and Alexander have been going around for a long time through most of our lives. But now there's some things I can tell Alexander I can't tell Daniel. And there's some things I can tell Daniel I can't tell Alexander. You got to understand that God allows you to have sense enough to know what to say, when to say it, and who to say it to. Anytime somebody got an itching ear about your business, you better watch them. Because that might be the very one that's trying to destroy you. Everybody that say they're on your side is not on your side. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. The Lord sent out a great wind into the sea. And there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. So now the winds and the waves had gotten so strong that this ship that Jonah tried to flee from the presence of God, that they began to wonder, are we going to make it at all? The Bible declared, then the mariners were afraid, cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares and the ship, and threw some things overboard to lighten up the ship. But Jonah was down in the bottom of the ship, and get this, he lay there and was fast asleep. It's amazing how you can bring trouble on somebody else and you sleep comfortably in your bed. If you done somebody wrong, you ought not get no sleep that night. But here we have Brother Jonah, no more than anybody else on the ship, that I'm on this ship because I'm trying to get away from doing what God told me to do. Now, when God has a purpose for you, I don't care where you run, you cannot hide. Now, Jonah didn't have no regards. He just went on to sleep and everything was all right. But the Bible declared that the shipmaster came to him, said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon the God, and if so be upon your God, and if it so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. So we've already searched ourselves, and we realize that it's not because of us. But then they remember that there was another man on board, And that man was down in the bottom of the ship asleep. But the mariner began to let him know, the shipmaster told him, that you need to talk to your God, because I believe that's why this has come upon us. They said, every one of his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. Now the Bible declares, he said unto them, I'm a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which have made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this thing? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them so. See, that's why sometimes you got to keep your business to yourself. For they realized something got to be done about you. So they said unto him, what shall we do unto thee, that the sea may calm down unto us? For the sea walked and was temperate. And he said unto them, take me up, cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake, this great tempest is upon you. In other words, Jonah is saying, I'm the reason why the storm is raging so bad. I'm the reason why everything has us fearful of losing our lives. But one thing we can say about Jonah, he was able to step up and face what he had done. He didn't lie and say somebody else did it. He didn't try to put it on nobody else. For he realized that I'm the one that has caused this trouble. So the only way to see is going to calm down, you got to throw me overboard. Now, look at the mind changes of the mariners. They rowed harder and harder to try to get to land. But even though they couldn't get to land, for the sea was walked, they began to say and cried unto the Lord. Say, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish with this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as he pleased thee. So they took up Jonah, cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Immediately they saw the blessings of God. Now, what will it take for God to get your attention? Now, the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and for 3 nights. So this lets me know this morning that God had a purpose for the life of Jonah. God already knew the thoughts and the plans that he had for Brother Jonah. He'd already made up his mind that after they throw him overboard, I still got a job for him to do, because he got to do what I asked him to do. But now I'm so glad to tell you this morning that when he threw him overboard, that God already had a fish prepared for him. Now, the Bible declared that he stayed in there for 3 days and 3 nights. But now, if you get in a bad situation, how many of us ever put ourselves in a bad place and found out that you couldn't wait on mama to pray, couldn't wait on the pastor to stop by, but you had to go down on bended knee? You had to start the praying to the Lord God yourself. So Jonah, even though he was down in the belly of the fish, he didn't forget the God that he served. For I believe that there had to be some fear down on the inside. Oh, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm down here in the darkness in the belly of a fish. And yet you got to see the miracle in the fact that Jonah was inside the fish, but his body was not harmed. So you got to see the miracle that God has for you. But when you got a purpose and you love God, God will bless you according to his will for your life. I'm so glad that what the doctors say and what they say and what the naysayers say is not the last word. For all you got to do is trust in the word of a mighty God. Jonah began to say, I cried by reason of my affliction, for I realized that I've done wrong in the sight of God. I'm so glad that even in the belly of hell, I'm going to call out the name of the Lord. For I'm so glad this morning to know that I serve a mighty God. I'm so glad this morning that he said, I'm going to cast thee out of sight, yet I will look again toward the holy temple. See, I stopped by to let you know, when you get down and out, you can look up to the hills from which cometh all of your help. And you can know that the Lord will be right there. God has a sacrifice waiting on you. And I believe you call on the name of the Lord, There's thanksgiving and calling on the God. I want to tell you that God will do what needs to be done. He vowed salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish. And the fish vomited Jonah out on dry land. See, I stopped by to let you know, if you miss that, that all you got to do is pray to the power of a loving God. Even when you're down and out and you don't know what to do, all you got to do is open up your mouth and say, Lord, I need you to stop by here. Lord, I done messed up and I need you to help me get out of this rut that I put myself in. And I'm so glad that I serve a mighty God. I'm so glad that the Lord allowed Jonah to be vomited out of this fish's mouth. But then look at here, the word of the Lord came again and said unto Jonah this time, the second time, I want you to go to Nineveh, and when you get to that great city, preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So in other words, when you get there, whatever you say, I'm going to give you the words to say. I'm going to let you know how to say it, when to say it, and I will be right there by your side. Jonah arose and went into Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now, Nineveh was exceedingly a great city, a 3 days' journey away. But you can't go too far when it comes to getting your blessing. When you want to be blessed by the best, you got to be willing to open up your mouth. Got to open up your heart. Got to say, I know that everything is going to work out for my good, because I love the Lord and the Lord loves me. Jonah began to enter into the city, a whole day's journey, and he cried and said, yet for 40 days, Nineveh shall be overthrown. That was the message that he had to take to Nineveh, that in 40 days they were going to be overthrown for their wickedness and their ungodliness. But I'm so glad that they heard the word of the man, for Nineveh said, believe in God, prepare and proclaim a fast, put on sackcloth. From the greatest of them, even to the least of them. And the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he rose from his throne. He laid his robe down, and he covered himself in sackcloth, and sat down in the ashes. See, sometimes you got to have a mind and be remorseful for what you've done. You got to say, Lord, I'm sorry for the wrong that I've done. But the Bible says that they heard what the man of God said, and they let the men hear and be covered with sackcloth. That was an opportunity for them to show their remorsefulness. That was an opportunity for them to show that I know that I've been doing wrong, but I need the Lord to step in my life. Is there anybody in the house this morning that done something in your life and you can't clean it up all by yourself? But I come to tell you, there's somebody by the name of Jesus. You can call on the name Jesus and he'll deliver you out of your sinful mess. I'm so glad that God don't hold everything accountable to us. For the God is a loving God, and he will make a way out of no way. They began to repent. They began to say, I'm sorry for the wrong that we've done. And God saw their works, and God turned from their evil. How they had turned from their evil. God repented the sin that he said he was going to lay upon them. So if you get it right with the Lord, everything is going to be all right for you. And I just stopped by to tell somebody that when God has a purpose for your life, there's no place to hide. You can run, but you cannot hide. You can say, I can't do it, but God will let you know that anything is possible. If God can allow a man to be thrown overboard and have a fish waiting on him and deliver him out of that situation, what do you think God can do with your situation? All you got to do is turn it over to the Lord, and the Lord will work it out. Is there anybody that trust God enough to know that there's nothing that the enemy can do to you that God can't help you turn it around? No weapon formed against you will be able to prosper if you have a compassionate heart and don't be too proud, but go to the Lord in prayer. Jonah knew he had done wrong, and he realized the only way to make it right is to just ask the Lord for his forgiveness. But you know, Jonah was some kind of man. He knew the Lord, but yet he still had his own mind. He was mad because the words that he said unto the people gave them a mind to repent. He wanted them to take on all of the will that God had for them. But God realized that because they have repented, I'm going to allow them to get back into my graces. You see, Jonah wanted them to be lost. Sometimes be careful who's saying they're praying for you. They may be praying that you don't make it instead of that God blesses you. They may be praying that you're getting what you ought to get. But I'm so glad that God don't work like that. God will allow you an opportunity to come back to him and say, Lord, I'm sorry. And if you would put a deaf ear to the naysayers, then God would also allow you to know that there's nothing that God will not do for you. See, Jonah had a second chance to get it right. But then Jonah had that mindset that I wish I was dead. You know, that's a bad place to be when you hate that somebody has been delivered to the point that you want to give up your own life. It's amazing how God worked through Jonah. And there may be some that don't believe it, but if it's in the Bible, I'm inclined to believe it. It does not say what kind of fish it was. All it said was a big fish. Had to be big enough to have a mouth big enough to swallow a whole man. And then there placed within his belly that he was in there. But think about it. Don't think too hard because it'll make you sick on your stomach. Because Jonah wasn't the only thing inside that belly. But whatever it was, to God be the glory, for God will change those things that need to be changed.